Dear Ghost World, and season 3 does it again. What a great episode. I love that we get to have some of our past characters back and actually deal with some of the fallout of their deaths. And maybe we even get a little bit of closure. Sincerely, Bridget.
Dear Ghost World, as Elena said, but it's not real. She's dead. Gone. Everything that you're holding on to is in the past. Are you going to love a ghost for the rest of your life? Because Anna deserves to move on, and Jeremy needs to find love again. Aww. Don't hold anyone back, please. Sincerely, Christina.
Welcome to Dear Vampire Diaries, where today we have the distinct pleasure of escorting you through this episode of The Vampire Diaries, Season 3, Episode 7, Ghost World. I'm your host, Bridget, and my guest with us today is Christina! Hi, Christina!
Hi!
We won't be delving into future episodes today, but we will be discussing this episode, Ghost World, in detail. You've been warned. Speaking of warnings, we have a content note. The Vampire Diaries contains heavy themes. Please check the episode description for trigger warnings and resources. You can support the podcast by going to the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes, following the show on social media, which is also in the show notes, or by leaving us a great review. You can also write into us at dearvampdiaries@gmail.com. All right, Christina, this is the episode where spirits invade Mystic Falls as its citizens prepare to celebrate their traditional Illumination Night, which I have things to say about.
Ooh.
After a violent encounter with an angry spirit, Damon asks Bonnie for help. Elena asks Jeremy to use his link to the other side to help her find Stefan. Interesting. Okay, so I need to tell you something about the Night of Illumination.
Okay.
I think this is based on a real thing that they do on Martha's Vineyard. There might be other places that do it, but every summer, my family and Nikki would go to Martha's Vineyard, and they would hang lanterns exactly like they do in this show. And it started in like 1869, and they do it every single year. I think they lifted this right out of like Illumination Night from Martha's Vineyard. It's crazy.
Okay. So, do you believe in ghosts?
Ooh, hard left on that conversation, but I guess it makes sense for this episode. I believe in energies. I don't know if I believe in, like, the traditional paranormal activity type ghosts.
Yeah.
But I think I do believe in, like, there's almost like an imprint of a personality that, like, you carry. Like, it's so weird because as I was preparing for this episode, my grandmother, who died years ago, she just, like, came into my head, and I had been, like, really struggling with something, and I happened to put into my email, I think I was going to be, like, emailing you, and instead I just put in Grammy, and a specific email came up from the past, and I read it, and it was exactly what I had been going through. Like, recently, like, it totally answered it, and I was like, I think that there's something there, even if, like, ghosts don't exist, I think that in some way our memories of the people that we've loved and lost do carry with us and do help us, and I do think that they, like, stick around in some way, even if it's not in, like, a literal scary way, but I think this episode definitely speaks to the heart of that.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Do you believe in ghosts?
I believe in energy.
Yeah.
Good energy, bad energy, and
Because you can almost feel what's happened in a place, can't you? Like, there's a there's something when you're, like, traveling, and you're in Germany, which has a lot of, like, old, you know, Europe has so many old ruins and
castles,
so many castles and things. You can feel different energies in those places. You really can.
I believe I was in Los Angeles for maybe, like, a film shoot.
Yeah.
5 years ago.
Yeah.
And we shot at a church. Bad energy.
Oh, bad energy at that church. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Which one? So I never go there. No, just kidding.
I don't know.
I won't be going to any churches anytime soon. It's fine. Wow. Yeah, no, it's the same reason why you would never want to buy a house where someone was, like, murdered there. It's the, like, even people that don't believe in ghosts, like, feel that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway. Well, all right. Right off the bat, let's get into the episode. We begin with the fourth big event of the season. People are a-hangin' lanterns, airborne toxic event is a-singin', and one, a Karen Lockwood, is given a speech. Thank you! for the volunteers who put up these lanterns. Is everything based on the labor of free people in Mystic Falls? I feel like they're just cursed to serve the founding families forever.
Absolutely.
It's like everyone in this town is an indentured servant. How would you feel, Christina, about living in a town that was like oriented toward these kinds of events where it's just like all year long? Like, would you dig it? Does it have its downsides? Like, what would you think?
I would love it.
Yeah.
But I would not miss it.
Interesting.
Just for the bad stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You mean like vampires coming to munch on you and your friends? Out on you, the Night of Illumination? Yeah. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
It's funny. So as we see them preparing, Tobias Fell, who is the head of the history department, so Alaric tells us, is getting up there to talk about what this event means to this town. And Anna, as a ghost, who Alaric and Elena can't see, is there just like rebuffing it and making jokes. And she's making Jeremy laugh, and Elena's like, "What's so funny?" You know? And he's like, "Oh, nothing." And they hold hands. Meanwhile, Bonnie is precariously standing up on a ladder, hanging lanterns, and Caroline's, like, supposed to be spotting her, but she's really just, like, grilling Bonnie about how the Vicky situation worked. And Bonnie says, you know, well, no, Vicky's gone, but Jeremy still has a direct line to the other side. And Caroline's like, I want you to say that you're not okay with it. And Bonnie's like, yeah, I'm 1,000% not okay with it, but I can't really do anything about it. He wants to see Anna, and Anna wants to see him.
Bonnie, yes.
Ugh! So gross. Ugh. But
but it's also so beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you don't get closure and you're like a teenager and someone that you love dies, I can have compassion for that. Oof. Who comes squealing up looking all badass in his car and extremely angry?
Damon. Damon.
And he's like, hey, witchy. Pretty sure you fucked up. Like,
And Blondie.
Yeah, witchy. Blondie. I love how he says, like, because Caroline's like, how do you know? And he's like, pretty sure I just got spit roasted, like, by a ghost. That's how I know. The acting in this scene is comedy gold. Like, it's so good. Everyone is serving.
Absolutely.
Everyone's giving it. It's great. And Bonnie's really concerned because she's like, oh, shit. And she looks over at Matt for a second. And we know she's going to have to follow up with him. But before we get there, outside the grill, Elena is having a little family summit, as Stefan says later, with Jeremy and Alaric. And she's like, I really want you to see if you can contact Lexi. And he says, but I don't even know if she's on the other side. And so they kind of explain the other side.
Yeah.
Which is like a supernatural purgatory. Anna says that she's alone and can't interact with anyone.
Yeah.
And I love the way that Alaric says, Vicky could interact. She blew up my car. It's like, yes, Alaric, stating facts. Good for you. Yes. She blew up my car. Sad. We go back to the town square where Bonnie is now on top of Matt being like, are you positive Vicky's gone? And Caroline's like, why do you think it has to be Vicky? And Bonnie says, well, because she has just as much reason to do something to, you know, to Damon. But if it's not Vicky, then that means that this could be, like, any ghost. And something has gone very wrong.
Wrong? Oh, my God.
Yeah. And Matt walks away, and Caroline says, oh, I feel so bad for him. He had to send his sister away, which you and I talked about. And then she says, so much strength as a man. And Bonnie's like, save the Jeremy lecture for later. And then, all of a sudden, Alohomora, Grimoire, and we suddenly have a recipe for witch cookies.
Okay.
No, just kidding. Bonnie's Grimoire just opens to this page, and she says it's to unveil veiled matter, which is ghosts.
Yeah.
And I think that the person that did that, it must have been Grams, right? Don't you think?
Yes.
Like, that moment must have been like Grams just went, and like, flip. Which I love. So we go outside the grill, and Elena is really uncomfortable with the thought of Anna being there, even though they're kind of like, they know that this is a thing, but Anna says, don't tell her I'm here. And it's interesting. She also says she doesn't think all supernatural spirits go to the other side, that some of them find peace.
And some of them doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It kind of reminds me of Harry Potter. You know what I mean? The
yes!
That they get to decide if they get to be ghosts or not.
Cool.
Yeah.
I want to be a ghost.
You do?
Yeah.
Really? What would you do with your ghostly existence?
I would prank people all the time. Yeah. Prank people.
That's terrifying. I love that you're like this compassionate person who's like, no, it's very sweet. His ex-girlfriend's come back from the dead. And then you're like, yeah, I'd scare the shit out of people. Those livings. Oh, Christina, you are a paradox. Speaking of pranking people, we go to the House of 100 Dead Witches, or previously the House of 100 Dead Witches, where Caroline is like very afraid that the witches are still there because they definitely pranked Damon.
Yeah.
Those petty witches. I feel like that'd be you. You'd find like a gang of like 100 other ghosts and you'd be like, all right, ghost prank gang, let's go. But Bonnie explains that the witches, you know, they're not gonna come back anymore. They said that they were going. And Caroline's like, oh, good, because having 100 extras here was not something the show has the budget for. We spent it all on Illumination Night. Can you imagine if they did this spell and just, like, 100 dead witches are there? They're like, hey, what's up? Yeah.
Or the other thing is the glass shattering.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Two times. And yeah. Those are expensive.
Production. So, meanwhile, at the Mystic Grill, Jeremy asks Anna, you know, like, why did you ask me to lie? Which is feathering in sort of a theme of this episode, which is, like, do we believe Anna? Do we not believe Anna? And she says, well, Elena's just gonna tell Bonnie, and, like, Bonnie, you know, is upset about this. And he's like, well, what is this? Like, what are we doing? And he says, are you being helped by the witch that helped Vicky? And she swears that she's not. She asks him to send her away, but he can't. What do you think about this moment where he kisses her?
Awesome.
Yeah? You like them together?
So I have always shipped Anna and Jeremy from Get-Go.
Yeah. Always shipped them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because okay. The love is just so pure and uncomplicated.
I understand that. I mean, it did start as kind of complicated because she was going to use him. But then she kind of fell in love with him, despite her vampiric plans. And then he was all hung up on Vicky for a long time when they were together.
Yeah, but
Jeremy just has a thing for dead girls that he can't have. Relatable. Okay, no, sorry. But anyway, we go back to the House of 100 Dead Witches, and inconveniently enough for Anna and Jeremy, Bonnie does the spell to reveal the ghosts. And I just gotta say, I love Kat Graham's voice when she does these spells. Yeah. I know it's a totally made up language, but she sounds so strong and certain. Like, that's hard. It's hard to speak gibberish and sound like you know what you're doing and sound really confident,
I think. Is it always made up?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's made up for the show.
Okay.
There should be classes taught on how to speak the witch language, because it ain't Latin.
Good.
So we go to the grill, and Alaric is still very pissed at Damon. Yeah. And Damon is like, yeah, but remember back when you liked me and we conspired to kill Mason Lockwood? Guess who's back?
Yeah. Mason Lockwood.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, it's like, this sequence is a great little domino effect of, like, all the different ghosts in all the different characters' lives coming back. So, like, we start with, and I love the way that this is shot when Bonnie is doing the spell. It's really simple, but, like, quite effective, where we see Bonnie doing the spell. She's got her hands out. They cut to something else, and then when they cut back, a pair of hands are holding her hands. And it's Jasmine Guy! I mean, Grams! God, I love this actress, Jasmine Guy. I seriously, I needed her to be a series regular on this show.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't you love Grams? She's just the goddamn best.
I love Grams.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And she doesn't even say anything yet, but just the way she's looking at Bonnie with so much, like, love and compassion. And she's got she's got, like, pride in her eyes. I'm getting, like, emotional. God. Fucking Jasmine Guy is so good. Anyway, okay, so we go to the grill bathroom, Elena, in classic Elena fashion, she angrily walks toward the bathroom at the grill and discovers that Jeremy has been up to something unsavory. Hello, yep. Pilot episode of season one. There are seriously so many good callbacks to season one so far in this past like seven episode arc. Like okay. they are referencing it real hard.
Okay.
But of course she's immediately like shocked. And then we cut to a Mystic Falls street where you know, speaking of delightful people that we wish would come back to the show, Stefan's just walking along being his new little asshole self, and in the reflections of cars on the side of the road, he sees
Lexi. Yeah. Okay. Lexi is such a badass.
Yeah.
She helps him so much.
I know.
Aww.
I know. And I love also that when Stefan notices her, she's not shocked like Anna was when she was like, yeah. Someone can see me. And she also doesn't know it's coming, like Grams knew it was coming. She just cocks her head to the side like, ah, yes, finally, you have noticed me. Like, she's just been haunting him this whole time. And she's like, look at me, you son of a bitch. I think it makes a really big difference to remember all the scenes where Stefan has been in the last seven episodes as a ripper with the idea that Lexi is right next to him going, you little shit, look at me, look at me.
Yeah.
Right? Because, I mean, yeah, she's been there the whole time just like tisk tisk. But yes, as you said, Mason is there suddenly drinking whiskey next to Damon and Alaric, and he just like smashes the glass in Damon's face. Do you know from a production standpoint, is that like sugar glass? Is that what that is?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
It's sugar glass. And it's my like five times for a glass.
Okay.
Yeah. Every time.
Wow. Yeah. I wonder if it is actually Ian Somerhalder or if they had a stunt double do it. Because you don't want to smash something in Ian Somerhalder's face. It's too pretty. Can't do that.
Yeah.
Right?
I think it's a stunt double.
Yeah. That makes sense. Ooh. But what's great is Ian Somerhalder's delivery of the line, told ya.
Yep.
God, everyone is on point in this episode. It is so funny. So back on the Mystic Falls street, Lexi is reaming Stefan out and she knocks him out. But this is something I love about Ariel Kebble, who plays Lexi, her physicality as an actress. She actually kind of reminds me of you because she's so like, okay. She's got this grace and ease of a dancer.
Yeah.
And she just like knocks him out and then kind of like glances around her on the street like, oops.
Okay.
I love it. It's like, Lexi, this is Mystic Falls. You know, it takes a lot for anyone to notice anything going on around here. Like, don't worry, girl. You're fine. Back to the House of 100 Dead Witches. Grams is explaining to Bonnie what happened with the ghosts in between these, like, beautiful sobs from Cat Graham. She's just, like, taking in Grams. Mm-hmm. Like, she's missed her so much, and it just, it makes me, anyway, sorry, I'm emotional because of, like, my thing with my Grammy.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
my gosh. And I love Caroline's little, hi, Miss Sheila. But yeah, what do you think of Jasmine Guy's performance as Grams?
I love her. She is so amazing and so compassionate. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right. You really feel that in her delivery of like, this witch took advantage of you, honey.
Oh.
You know, she wedged the door wide open, giving a free pass to anyone with unfinished business.
Oh.
And I love how stern she gets when Bonnie says, like, what does this witch want? Grams is like, that's original vampire business, not yours.
Yeah.
I don't want you getting mixed up in that. And she's got this very grave face. She's like, we're going to set it right. Cut to the phone call between Elena and Caroline. And Caroline explains that they need to find the witch's talisman, which is Elena's necklace. Bonnie needs to destroy it. And Elena is like, oh, I'm fine destroying it. I just walked in on the reason why I'm fine sending the ghosts away. And Caroline is like, oh, shit. And she says, okay, well, that's a thing. But she doesn't tell Bonnie yet. And back in the bathroom at the Mystic Grill, Elena is yelling at them and says that, you know, she's going to let Jeremy tell Bonnie and come clean to her. That doesn't get to happen. But she's like, we're going to get rid of the ghosts and destroy the necklace and, like, fuck you, Anna. Like, disappear. Do whatever you fucking do. And I get it. Like, I think it's even more... It's not like their parents are there. Do you know what I mean? It's very interesting to me that their parents don't come back in this episode. The idea that they don't have unfinished business and yet their kids are going through so much. It's like Elena doesn't have anyone. I mean, I suppose Lexi, like, for sure.
Yeah.
But she doesn't have anyone that has the heart connection that Jeremy maybe feels for Anna.
Okay.
And so it's interesting that she doesn't have compassion for him in this moment. Like, I understand she's Bonnie's friend and she's very much like, back off. But, like, don't you think that's weird that they didn't include their parents?
The parents are gone.
And they're human.
Yeah.
Oh, all of the ghosts are supernatural beings. Am I stupid? I just realized that. Sorry. Shit, well then where's Jenna? God damn it. Jenna! Jenna! I'm gonna say it again. Jenna! Okay. Alright, it's fine. I understand they can only bring back so many fucking people because they kill so many people in this show. Well, anyway, back to Elena and Lexi. They're gonna do Ripper Detox 101 lessons, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
I love that. I mean, and also hate it because it's like, is this drugs? Is this an eating disorder? I don't know. But Elena now has a reason for wanting the ghosts to stay a little bit longer. And so we go to the bar.
Yes.
How did you feel about Mason as a character?
He was a bad guy.
You think so?
Yeah. But he wants to Tyler and... he wants to seek redemption.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair. He did try to kill... Yeah. I understand why you think of him as a bad guy, because he did try to kill Stefan and...
Yeah.
And Damon. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they tried to kill him too. And they did eventually succeed. So, I don't know. I always thought that Mason was, like, a really decent guy. Like, he extended a peace... was like, we don't have to do what our families have done. We don't have to repeat the history of this town. And he shows up as very much as that, what you said about, like, redemption. Damon immediately is like, oh, you're going to want to kill me, because that's what Damon would do. But Mason says, no, I just want an apology.
Yeah.
And Alaric's laugh is gold. And then when he realizes that Mason is being serious, he goes, good luck with that. Like, seriously, the comedic writing of this episode, on point, dude.
But... Damon said, I didn't have to kill you. Yeah. I do a lot of things that I didn't have to do.
That's his quote apology.
It was not an apology.
No, it's not.
It was not an apology.
But Mason takes it and he says, because really what I'm here to do is help Tyler. And Damon's like, well, that's impossible because he's a little sired hybrid, you know, as long as Klaus is alive, which is like always, which is a great line.
Yes.
And Mason implies that there may be a weapon, a secret Lockwood legend that he knows that could kill Klaus. He's like, all right, meet me at the Lockwood caves. Come alone.
Bring a shovel.
And Damon's like, what, are you going to bury me alive? Yeah, with a shovel. And Mason's like, don't tempt me. Yay. So we go to the city jail where Lexi starts Ripper Detox by... starving away the bloodlust and, like, getting into Stefan's head. Do you understand what this power is that she's got? Like, is this a power that Lexi had in life? Is this something that old vampires can do? You know, like, because sometimes we've seen, like, Catherine and Damon, like, fuck with people's dreams and, like, get into their dreams and get into their heads. Yeah. But we've never seen, like, this, where Lexi is, like, making him hallucinate that he's being starved.
Then it must be a Lexi thing.
Might be a Lexi thing. Yeah. What, another reason to bring her back, people? We don't see this enough. What the fuck is this?
Oh,
a new power? I think it's great. It's very interesting that she's trying to turn his humanity back on through making him, like, I guess, starve away the bloodlust. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. So back at the Lockwood Caves, Mason somehow knows that Michael didn't pan out for Damon. And Damon is like, how do you know that? And he's like, well, there's not a lot to do on the other side other than just, like, stand around and watch other people screw shit up.
Screw up.
Yeah. And I think that Damon takes offense to this because he takes the shovel away from Mason. He's like, give me the thing. Let me do the thing. I break through the wall. I'm a man, you know? And they start their journey under the caves.
Okay.
But we cut back to Ripper Detox, and it's really tough to see Stefan in pain. And Elena gets a call from Caroline And she's like, we've been looking everywhere for this goddamn necklace. Like, okay. we looked in the jar he hid the moonstone in. We looked everywhere. The necklace isn't where Damon said it would be.
Yeah.
And Elena says, listen, I'm gonna need you to, like, pause on the necklace search because we can't send the ghost back yet. Lexi is here. And Caroline says, and Bonnie overhears, well, let's just find it first. And then we get to choose between boyfriend, you know, dramas.
Yeah.
Supernatural boyfriend drama, ghost dramas. Yeah. Yeah. And Bonnie, in an interesting moment of intuition, she's like, you said dramas plural?
Yeah.
Because, like, she already knows about Anna.
Yeah.
She already knows that. But in this is a weird moment where Caroline just, like, tells her that Elena caught Jeremy kissing Anna, and Bonnie is so hurt. Ugh. How can you compete with an undead chick? My God.
Being alive?
Yeah, being alive. That's a good answer. Okay. So, Bonnie has a lot that Anna doesn't have.
Yeah.
Okay. We go to Illumination Night. Alaric is giving a speech. Tobias Fell is up in a tree! This is so gruesome!
Yeah.
Because Jeremy is just, like, bopping around and he doesn't realize that the tomb vampires are there.
Oh my God.
God damn. These fucking villains from season one. Another season one callback.
Yep.
So we go back to the city jail, and Lexi says, you know, once he's weak, you can make him feel things. Anger. Rage.
Right.
Mostly anger. Mostly rage. And Elena just, like, freaks out and leaves because she needs a little break. And so she goes outside and she sees all the police cars and the ambulance is there taking away Tobias Fell's body. Yeah, it's being loaded into a van. Oh, my God. And Anna and Frederick have a little face-to-face thing where he's like, we're going to take revenge on the founders. It's like, okay, Frederick, we know you. Okay, okay. So, back at the Salvador house, Bonnie and Caroline, well, Caroline, really, calls Jeremy, and they're like, we can't find this necklace. And Jeremy tells them, you need to find it, because these vampires are killing the founding families. They've already killed Tobias Fell. You might want to find it before they start going alphabetically through the founding families, which is great, because they are the Gilberts, and they are next. Learning our ABCs with the Vampire Diaries. Caroline kind of implies that Anna took the necklace, and Anna denies it.
But Anna had a good reason for that.
I know, and we will get to that, but we don't know yet. Right now, we just kind of think, is Caroline being a bitch?
No.
You know? Because we don't know if we can really trust Anna. We want to. Look at those beautiful eyes. We want to. Speaking of wanting to trust people, back in the caves, Damon and Mason are walking along, and all of a sudden, Damon is, like, speared?
Stakes.
Yeah! By, like, a booby trap! Yeah! It's like Indiana Jones style shit. Mason just kind of disappears. Like, you don't know. You're like, what? Mason? What? What? And you're like, oh shit, was this his plan? You know? Like, you don't know.
Okay.
Right? It's like such a good, they play with you a little bit. Like, they're like, oh no, this is payback, and Alaric's not gonna come to get him because Alaric's pissed at him. Lie in the bed you made, damn it. No. So back at Illumination Night, Elena is like, no, of course Anna took the necklace. And Jeremy is like, but I don't want to send the ghost back. I can kiss Anna. I can touch her again. And Elena says what you so beautifully talked about. Why did you pick this scene to quote in your intro diary?
Exactly that. It was just so beautiful. And everything comes to an end. And Anna needs to go. But I don't want her to, but everything comes to an end.
I've kind of been grappling with that existentially lately.
Yep.
But it's true, you can't love a ghost for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I think that you can honor people that have passed.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, oh, like if you, you know, if someone gave you a love of something, you know, and you think of them fondly, it's like they get to live on in your growth.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah. And doing things that you know they would be happy for you to do. And I think that Elena plays on that genuine desire with Anna to see Jeremy be happy. Where she's like, you know, you're only holding him back, Anna. He's got his whole life ahead of him.
Yeah.
And Anna holds up the necklace. This is what works, is that Elena really appeals to Anna's sense of compassion and a genuine desire to see the person that she loved, like, be okay and, you know, be happy even if it means moving on.
Aww. Poor Jeremy.
And we still think that Anna's doing it, you know, to be with Jeremy, because we're all stupid and we forgot about a wonderful character, which we will talk about later. So back at the caves, speaking of being stupid, Damon thinks that Mason has abandoned him.
Yep.
He has not. He went to go get something to help. And Mason is like, you don't get it. I don't need revenge. I need redemption. And he's like, yeah, I just want to help Tyler. So yeah, Damon can really grow from this interaction with Mason. I hope he does. All right. Bonnie and Caroline are in the car. And they're like, all right, Jeremy has a necklace. He's going to meet us at the witch house. But what does Caroline see on the side of the road other than one, a Karen Lockwood, who has been run off the road by the tomb vampires? And it's interesting, like, she's like, you've got to go deal with your boyfriend drama. Elena's got hers. And now the mother of mine is going to be vampire bait. So she gets out and she goes to fight the tomb vampires, which is very cool because we did not get to see that in season one. Caroline was not a vampire yet and couldn't participate in that.
Caroline fighting for Tyler's mom is so awesome. She pushes away the first guy and it's like he weighs nothing.
Again, great physicality from like the female vampires in this episode. So back at Illumination Night, Anna and Jeremy are kind of they're sort of bargaining with saying goodbye, you know, and she reveals the real reason that she took the necklace. She wants to find her mom, Pearl. Which I can't think about too hard or else I will start breaking down. And she gives him the necklace and just kind of, like, decides to, like, let go. And almost, like, gives up, I think, hope of finding her mom in this moment. I know. What are they doing to us? At the city jail, Elena says to Lexi, you know, we're running out of time. And Lexi's like, no, I haven't broken through yet. And Elena's like, well, they found the necklace, so they're about to destroy it. And Lexi says, that necklace. She's like, okay, tell me you remember the necklace. And she turns to Seven, which is cool because we've never really heard, other than, of course, we've seen the flashbacks to, you know, when he, like, first met Rebecca. But he finds this necklace at a time when he had blacked out, he thought, from being a Ripper. And she said, that represented hope to you. Remember that hope. You know, don't give up. Yeah, really interesting moment.
Also, she says, he's still in there. You have to break through. And Elena said, you can be free. A final goodbye to Lexi.
Yes, I know. I know. It is really beautiful.
Yeah.
And she's like, I know what to do now.
Yeah.
Like she taught her. Yeah, again, we can like we can carry people with us through the skills they taught us or through the resiliency that they showed us, you know?
Yeah.
Not to be cheesy and whatever, but yeah.
Do be cheesy.
Yeah, thank you. I feel like I can be cheesy with you, which is, I think, why I chose you for this episode. I was like, Christina will be sappy with me. So down at the caves, Damon gets shut out. There's like an invisible barrier under the Lockwood property, and Mason has to go along with the lamp. And we're cutting back and forth between so many things right now because so many ghosts are about to just get, like, wiped out of the story. But over at the witch house, Jeremy hands the necklace to Bonnie, and she very begrudgingly just, like, takes it from him, and she's like, I don't want to hear it. Like, this is not the time. She does the spell, and Graham says it with her, and it's just, I just put a little heart in my notes. Like, it's, of all the characters, even including Lexi, I want Graham's back so much. Mrs. Lockwood on the street, you know, she's kind of like passed out in her car and Caroline is fighting the tomb vamps and all of a sudden they disappear. It's a great moment of just like, oh, okay. And then Karen is just fine. And down in the caves, Mason is like, I found something. And Damon is like, what? And then crash. lantern, fall to the ground. No! What? What did you find? Fuck! And as you said, Lexi and Elena have their goodbye. The best goodbye, or at least the best hello of the episode, is at Illumination Night, where across the square, Anna sees Pearl, and they just run to each other. Oh my god, I can't. I'm sorry. They run to each other and they embrace, and it's just, it's a reminder of the real love story that's happening there, which is Anna and her mom. And that they get to find each other.
Yeah. Oh, they now they move on together. Yeah,
they get to move on together. Oh god. Oh, and it's just gonna get more emotional. At the witch house, Graham says to Bonnie, "You are stronger than all of this. I'm so proud of you." Christina!
Graham's
how are we gonna get through this? What's interesting is that we see Damon calls Alaric, and Alaric does show up, which is not what I would have expected. And he tries to recycle that same apology that he did with Mason. And Alaric is like, "I don't believe you." And like, that's just the same shit you just said to Mason. And Damon says, "Yeah, well, I didn't mean it with him." And something about that, you know, maybe appeases Rick, but I think he's more just interested in like going in to find what the thing was. So he goes into the caves. That's his main priority right now, is just finding what can kill an original. So over at the jail, it's just Elena and Stefan now. And Elena is sitting there, and Stefan looks really defeated. And he says to her, you know, "So what are you going to do, Elena?" And she really, in a really cool, responsible little way, is like, "I'm going to go home. I'm going to be a friend to Bonnie. I'm going to check on Jeremy." You know, she's going to pick up and keep living her life. This is what I think we've learned from Elena, is resiliency. It's like, she still has hope, because he's like, "Oh, good, I wondered when you were going to give up." And she's like, "No, that's not me giving up." She says, I have hope for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww. But she says, "I won't love a ghost for the rest of my life."
Yes.
So she's kind of like, "You better find a way to do this, or else you're going to lose me forever." It's really beautiful strength to see from her, because she is not giving up, but she's also not going to be single-minded about it forever. And that's really cool to see her growth in this episode.
Elena.
I know. She's just lost like everyone. She's the queen of loss. She just knows how to deal with it at this point. They all are, I suppose. They've all just been losing people left and right.
Right.
Yeah. So tell me what you think of the scene with Bonnie and Jeremy at the witch house.
I think Bonnie is right. She has no moment for him. She doesn't want to. He kissed her. He kissed Anna.
Yeah. It's full-on emotional cheating. Yeah. And then it was like a physical cheating moment. Yeah, and not to mention, like, Jeremy doesn't go in being like, "Your Grams was here, like, are you okay?"
Yeah.
You know? It's like, he's just kind of like, "You have to forgive me."
Yeah.
And it's like, no, she doesn't.
Yeah.
No. And she's like, "Just go." Oh, speaking of like pillars of strength, like Bonnie, goddamn, that's just gonna be so hard after everything she's been through that day, and she has to say goodbye to her Grams again. Like, once again, like thinking back to what Caroline said about like, "Oh, Matt, you know, sending away his sister, such strength." Bonnie sends away her Grams. You know? It's like, and she does it together. Like, she is the key. She's the one who could keep them or send them away.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. But as Jeremy leaves, Bonnie looks at the necklace that had been destroyed in the spell.
Yeah.
And there are sparks. And it's still there. Wonder what that means. "Can't get rid of me that easily," says the necklace.
Yes.
So, down in the caves, Alaric finds the thing that Mason found. And Damon's like, "What?" And we see that they're like these cave drawings.
Yeah.
And Alaric just says, "I have no idea.
No idea.
And then the episode ends. Yeah. And we're like, "Well, we don't know either. Will you tell us? Oh my god." And that's the episode. Christina, who are you taking and who are you staking from this episode?
Take them. Jeremy and Anna.
Really?
Just for
the cheating?
Just for this episode. Just for the episode.
I'm judging you so hard right now. Try to change my mind.
They need closure. They need closure.
Uh-huh. Lots of people need closure.
And Stefan and Elena, because...
Oh, you're taking two couples.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Because Elena said, you can break through this, fight for it, feel something. If you don't, you're going to lose me forever. I won't love a ghost for the rest of my life. It was so beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, take them. Damon and Mason, because his apology is not an apology at all.
Yeah, that's fair. That's very fair. Damon probably grows the least in this episode from his interaction with a ghost, I would say.
Who are you taking? And who are you staking?
I am taking Grams to heaven so that she can enjoy her afterlife. Because I already kind of made this point with Bonnie, but also the fact that Grams was on the other side helping Bonnie and probably misses her so much. There's just not a selfish bone in this woman's body about staying. She's just down to business. Like, you got taken advantage of, sweetie. We're gonna set things right. We're gonna balance nature. God bless Grams. Hashtag bring Grams back. I miss her. What a rare pleasure to be able to see Jasmine Guy in an episode of The Vampire Diaries. Just love her.
Damn.
I am staking Frederick and the Tomb Vamps for not learning their lesson in The Good Place. They are centuries behind. They have not grown at all. They're just still mad. Do they not care about anything else in the world?
Apparently not.
Do you really have to come back and do this?
Yep.
Motivated by avenging the past and repeating the past. Things we don't want to see.
What's the word of the day?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. The word of the day is connive. To connive is to secretly help someone do something dishonest or illegal. So we're going to use this in a sentence about the episode.
Damon conniving this plan. Any plan. Yes. Any plan. Yeah.
Oh, so you went with Damon. I went with Frederick and the Tomb Vamps connive to kill the founders at Illumination Night.
Ooh.
Yeah, pretty straightforward. Easy to use the word connive in connection with the Vampire Diaries. If you could keep one ghost, who would it be in the show?
Lexi. She's such a badass.
Yes.
Yeah.
So good. So good.
We have a lot to learn from her.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm usually a Lexi stan. You know this. But I would pick Grams. Because I feel like Bonnie needs someone to guide her. And, like, we need that compassionate older presence.
Yeah.
That is so grounding in a show that is about so much trauma.
Oh.
You know? It's like, I would love to see Grams be a badass and be with us again. That's all for Ghost World. You can support the podcast by going to the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes, following the show on social media, which is also in the show notes, or by leaving us a great review. You can also write into us at dearvampdiaries@gmail.com. I have been your host, Bridget, and Christina has been our guest today. Thanks for joining us, and tune in next time to find out if Bonnie ever finds that recipe for witch cookies.
Tune in next time for the Ripper, Stefan, and all the foul things that he is spitting against Elena.
Dear Diary, when I kill someone, they're supposed to stay dead.
Dear Diary, you can't. I'm already dead.
Dear Diary, I am never going to hear the end of this damn necklace.